Headline Story is proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.
My name is Angie Squalls, and tonight I'm joined by Tanya Hopke, Cybersecurity Awareness Specialist at Minet Cybersecurity. Welcome, Tanya.
Hi, Angie. Thanks for having me on.
What is this new Cybersecurity Act we've been hearing about, and why should Namibians be paying attention to this?
The law is called the Joint Standards 2 Act of 2024 on Cybersecurity and Cyber Resilience. And essentially, it's a new mandatory cybersecurity standard for financial institutions. It covers financial institutions as well as third parties and vendors that they work with that, of course, handle their sensitive data. And the law is... It creates a very, very good blueprint for what businesses, financial services, and just companies in general can use in order to protect themselves from cyber risks. So it covers aspects in terms of preparation, so prevention, how do I prevent risks? It also has very detailed requirements for what to do when an attack is happening, and also about responding and recovering from attack, as well as all the governance and policies that go around it. So it essentially creates a very, very good blueprint for what we could implement here.
Can you give us some detail? What does this act actually cover, and how can small businesses be expected to comply with something like that?
The key part is that even if you're a small company, you are required to comply and put in place cybersecurity measures. However, these are then in proportion to the size of your company. So a very big company would be required to take extensive measures, and a smaller company would be able to be required to take, you know, realistic, sensible steps in proportion to their size. So some of the things included are, for example, multiple factor authentication, which adds an extra layer of protection to systems that hold sensitive data. So you don't just log in using your password, but you log in using your password and a second method to authenticate your login. Cybersecurity awareness training is now mandatory, and this one is one that we believe in very deeply. So 95% of cyber attacks actually include a human interaction, which means that you can put a whole lot of infrastructure in place, a whole lot of cyber software, etc. But if your people aren't trained, you know, you're still at risk. So training your people goes a very far way in protecting the business, and this is now mandatory. Things like regular updates and patching, things like having offline secure backups. And then if you think about when you do a fire drill, they also actually require you to do a cyber drill. So say a hack happens, you need to have an incident response plan. So what do you do when a hack happens? And then you actually are required to do drills, like you would do a fire drill, to put this plan into action. So it's very, very broad ranging, and would be a great blueprint for businesses here.
Tanya, we hear a lot about cybercrime these days, but what kind of attacks are actually happening in Namibia right now?
So in Namibia, phishing emails are very common. This is the most common way that businesses are attacked. For the general public, we also see a lot of phone calls, you know, phone calls pretending to be from the bank and tricking you into providing your sensitive banking details, or calls that you've won a prize and tricking you into providing your bank details to claim the prize money. So these are the things that we see in the public. However, businesses, it's been phishing for a long time, and it will be phishing for a long time going forward. So this means hackers will send you an email pretending, for example, to, you know, your credentials are expired, please log in here to renew them or something. What we're seeing a lot in the Namibian business space is that the attacks are becoming more and more sophisticated. So it's not just a general easy one, like you won money from someone, but they will research who the company owner is, who's doing the payments, etc. And then they could, we've seen it where they pretend to be one or the other and get the party who's signing off the payments to do the payments. We see these attacks becoming more and more sophisticated. And unfortunately, 2/3 of ransomware are delivered via phishing emails. So that's a very, very high percentage. And ransomware is one of the most common types of attacks we're seeing in Africa at the moment. So if you were to train your staff to be able to identify and act appropriately to phishing emails, you would go a very, very far way in preventing the current cyber crimes.
What is one simple thing a Namibian business could do to improve their cybersecurity posture?
Train your staff. So it's not just a nice to have. Your staff can become your strongest line of defense. They can be your weakest line of defense when they're not trained, but they can become your strongest line of defense. So there's a lot around human behavior that we need to take care of. The phishing emails are the place that it comes in. We have to work with our emails. No email filter or antivirus or whatever is going to make sure that 100% of those phishing emails do not come to the human. So it is going to be the human filter at the end of the day that is going to protect your business from the phishing emails. So we need to train your staff. But in addition to phishing email training, things like setting very strong passwords, it's basic and it's free. It's cheap if they do it. They just need to be trained and told that it's serious. A multiple factor authentication, understanding how to identify social engineering scams, safe computer habits. So for example, making sure that your computer updates work, you know, at the end of the day, you shut down, you restart, so your computer updates are installed. All of these things staff need to be trained on. And it can go a very, very far way in protecting your business.
Tanya, who should be leading the cybersecurity effort inside a company? Should it be the IT guy?
The South African law also makes this clear. Cybersecurity is a leadership issue. It needs to be an issue that's taken seriously at the board level. Senior management needs to take ownership and they need to drive it as part of the culture across the company. It's not just IT that suffers when something goes wrong, and it's not just IT that's responsible for protecting the business. If you think about your call center, if you think about operations, all of these people can be exposed to phishing emails, for example. So the IT department alone cannot prevent this. It's really a leadership issue that should be shared across the business.
How exposed are Namibian banks and insurers to cyber threats in the current digital landscape?
Namibian financial institutions face the same global cyber threats as everyone else: phishing, ransomware, data theft, social engineering. What makes it more prevalent now is the fact that the pace of digital adoption. So we have more online banking, more mobile apps, more people banking in general, more cloud services, more remote service, remote access. So it's really great for convenience, but it also expands the attack service surface. We also see that hacking is becoming a new thing. So based on the previous hacks, the well-known hacks that we have, Namibia is now also becoming better known as a target. However, we see most financial institutions here are already taking cybersecurity very seriously. And unfortunately, one of the most common issues that we actually see related to banking is that clients themselves are sharing banking information that gives the hackers access to their accounts. So we need to educate the public that, you know, your bank card number, your bank card expiry date, your CVV number, all of those are sensitive data that you should not be sharing with anyone. And so the banks are doing a lot, but we as the public also need to be taking responsibility that we're not sharing our private banking data. Because if we do, you know, the hacker can just go ahead.
How can improved cybersecurity regulations contribute to financial stability and public trust?
Strong cybersecurity isn't just an IT issue, and it's not just an issue for companies alone. It's actually a pillar of financial stability. When people trust that companies can keep their data secure, they're more confident in using digital services and investing in the formal economy. We know the world is digitizing and it's moving quickly, and we need to make sure that we're also digitizing along with the rest of the world. And unfortunately, the lack of trust that we have when hacks happen, or, you know, very often people have a lack of trust in paying online, prevents us from moving forward in this digital world. Regulations like that in South Africa can help create trust. So they ensure that institutions are required to take those right steps. You know, they're required to put those protections in place, but they're also required to report a cyber incident once it's happened. And unfortunately, we don't have that in Namibia. So even though we do have a lot of cyber attacks and people's data is lost or businesses are affected, not everyone knows about it because of the reputational damage. It's kept quiet.
Tanya, thank you so much. It was lovely talking to you.
Thank you very much, Andy.
The lead story was proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.